morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, and it's good to be with you, Daniel Brigman. If you haven't met me before or listened, welcome. I know your time is valuable, and we're glad you're here. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. If you want to listen to us, you can go to ThePowerHour.com. You can also go to TalkStreamLive.com, search The Power Hour. That's some people like that. They have the podcasts that go back. It's really simple. They have a phone line also, which makes it a little easier. That kind of information is also on The Power Hour. Great show today. Joseph Meyer was on last week, but he's finished his newsletter. And we're going to discuss it, and we're also going to get into a little deeper on some of these questions maybe that some of you have asked, and just kind of flesh this out a little bit. I think that it's about time that we did. I think that we're on the cusp of something serious.
Insanity.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes everything. Everything makes no sense. Everything they're doing.
And then also Pastor Wright's going to be here. And so Pastor Wright, always so cheery, and has a word for us.
America's pastor.
Pastor Wright. He is America's pastor. Yeah. You're looking for a pastor that's supporting America, that's preaching the truth about this country and the Constitution and informing people? It's Pastor Wright.
You can listen to him online, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when he gets here.
Okay.
And we're going to do news. Uncle Kevin, of course, is here, as you can hear.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
The end of this week is 4th of July. John Adams famously talked about July 2nd in his memoirs. Why do we have fireworks on July 4th? Well, the date got switched. It was July 2nd originally. Then there was a couple edits, and then the final version came to July 4th. But the basic voting, most of it happened on July 2nd, and John Adams wrote that this day will basically go down in infamy, basically, and that it's such a glorious day that it should be celebrated throughout generations with fireworks. And festivals and parades and fairs and,
food.
That wasn't his exact words, but pretty close.
You got it.
And so why do we shoot fireworks? It's because John Adams said so.
That is correct.
Among other things.
It has to be memorialized with fireworks.
Yes, because it's such an illuminating moment.
That's exactly right.
In mankind's history.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the, especially back then?
Oh, yeah, back then. Yeah.
What's the best way to, fireworks?
Fireworks.
Ooh, I mean, that was a big deal.
Everybody loves fireworks. Everybody loves them.
Well, a lot of them are being canceled this year. A lot of the fireworks. by my, one place I've went before, one of the biggest in the country, you wouldn't know it, but it's in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Wow.
Idaho Falls, Idaho has one of the biggest in the country. It's unbelievable. And they've canceled it this year.
For that fake coronavirus?
Well, I don't want to say fake. It's a real. Something's real.
Something is real.
The attention it's getting is fake. It is manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Attention it should be getting. But whatever. We're going to do news, and then we're going to have Joseph. A couple stories I want to talk about. A couple of things before we get to that. Okay, I talked to Dr. Group this morning. Houston, there's a lot going on as far as, you know, they're talking about the virus is spreading. Texas, as you know, has now closed down bars. What else have they? It's not just bars. They closed down some restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants, hair places, barbershops.
In Texas again.
Yeah.
So Texas,
they just opened them up.
This is a very bad sign.
Yes.
This is a very bad sign for the fall.
Well, Abbott
very
has bad. Switched. That Abbott looks like he's turning out to be a traitor.
Well, in what way?
Well, going along with all this stuff. He's supposed to be on our side.
That's a joke.
I said supposedly.
These politicians are,
whatever way the wind blows.
In Texas, this is a very bad sign. Why? Texas obviously is one of the three or four most influential states in America for a variety of reasons. You have a GOP governor. Before, you could blame this. Oh, the Democratic governors. See, if this was Michigan, you'd say, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
This is a tide change. We're now GOP governors are now turning on this. And so that does not portend well for this fall. What they'll do.
It certainly doesn't.
Anyway, I talked to Dr. Group this morning. In Houston, decided, the cases are going out the wazoo and they're everywhere and blah, blah, blah. Dr. Group, point blank, told me he lives in Houston, right there, mm-hmm. has many friends in the medical community. He's talked to several of them. The hospitals are basically virtually empty, with these coronavirus cases.
And a lot of people are on furlough, like the nurses and doctors.
Basically, virtually empty in relation to this clamor that mm-hmm. they're saying. There is whatever clamor they're saying, it is not translating to the hospitals.
Correct.
So, or, I don't know where they're treating these people, but it's not in the hospitals.
Right. Or the death rate.
Right.
Well, now, now nationwide, it's
0.6%.
0.6. So, as the coronavirus infections are supposedly going through the roof, and they probably are because anybody...
Well, it's just because they're testing.
Right. It's just because
they're testing. When you don't test... Okay, say there's... Here's how this works. This is very important for statisticians. Remember Mark Twain? There's lies, damn lies, and then statistics. And the degree of dishonest communication.
There you go.
When you don't say you don't test at all and people go to the hospital and they die and then they say they die, whether they do or don't, whatever, they say they're dying of COVID.
Right.
But then they don't test or very little testing. So you test. So the 100 people that come into the hospitals, I'm just using this number to make it easy. They haven't done much testing. Maybe 150 or 200 have been tested. So there's 200 tests. Maybe even 300 that came to the hospital with symptoms and 100 of them died. Wow, the mortality rate is 33%.
Right.
That's how this works.
That's how.
So now you start testing. It's like they find out, wow, 25% of the population has this.
Right.
It's everywhere, or 10%, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And then the same amount of people are still dying. So instead of 300 people testing positive, now it's 10,000 people, but still only 100 people died.
Right, exactly.
So, now the percentage is 0.01% or
0.1%. Yeah, 0.6 nationwide. People are dying from it. So, as you know, testing's going through the roof. So many more people have corona, and the death rate is going down. So what does that tell you?
That means out of 100 people who supposedly have this,
right,
not even a whole person dies.
Yeah, a little over half a person dies.
Right, 0.6 of a person dies. I hate to put it in that terms, but I mean that's what these statistics.
And if you throw out all the all the ones they killed in the nursing home, it'd probably go down to
0.1.
Point one. Poor those poor people in that nursing home. Oh man.
I mean, we're laughing. It's a little gallows humor. I hate to do that, this is so. On some level, you know, Uncle Kevin and I are so inundated into this that you got to laugh.
Yeah, are you going to go nuts?
Yeah, you're gonna, exactly. So please, please forgive us.
We're not laughing at him.
Yeah, please forgive us for that. But anyway, let me move on to the next story.
Go.
Uncle Steve Church, he's a pastor, right?
He is.
One of the people at his church is a pharmacy tech.
Okay.
That means basically she counts pills, dispenses pills, helps people with orders,
I've seen him do that job at the
pharmacy. All kind of things, whatever pharmacy needs, right?
They got a little plastic thing. They pour the pills in.
Right, and then they, knife. And then they,
a little knife. Count.
1, 2, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
One for you, one for the shop. One for you, one for the shop.
That's what they do with OxyContin.
Yeah.
That's what they do with the OxyContin.
Yeah, out the back door.
Yeah, out the back door. Yeah,
the line is waiting out the back door.
We laugh at that, but that's true. Places in this country, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Anyway, she said that the prescriptions for pleurisy and COPD,
mm-hmm.
having to do with breathing,
right,
lungs,
breathing. Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Have doubled.
Okay.
Doubled.
How about what's that word? Oxychloroquine?
Hydrochloroquine. No.
I'm asking about it.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You're missing the point here.
Yeah, I got pleurisy.
Since they instituted these masks.
Yeah.
She said here in the last little bit, since they've been forcing people to wear these masks.
Yeah.
The prescription for pleurisy and COPD have doubled.
I believe it.
And that's what she said. The video
masks are no good for you.
The state rep from Ohio this is an unbelievable. Catherine, we need to get that video up on our website. People can share that video.
Absolutely.
He puts, you know, a young guy on a mask, and in less than a minute, he tests him again, and he fails an OSHA standard for oxygen levels.
Yeah, he's got an OSHA machine.
Safety standard.
Yeah, the same machine that OSHA used. When they go into a room where people are working, if they're in close proximity to each other, they go into the room, test the air, and if it's bad, you know, if it's below a certain oxygen level, you know, they got to get the people out. You can't work in here. You got to, you know, do something to your ventilation system.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. So
mask in less than a minute creates an environment where it's not safe.
It's not safe.
And then
you breathe it all day.
Okay, I saw
a bad situation.
Remember, I talked about Marilyn, the older cash register or cashier at Walmart.
Yeah,
saw her yesterday.
Yeah, she better. I hope.
Let me tell you about my experience at Walmart.
Go. I love experiences at Walmart.
This was it yesterday? No, yesterday was Sunday. I think it was Saturday. So anyway, a couple days over the weekend, I go in to buy. I wanted to eat at the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I don't eat their chips because they're GMO chips. So I go to Walmart, and they do sell organic. I mean, there's a lot of organic things. Your dollars, your wish have really
it
changed
does.
Things, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a lot of organic food at
especially here.
Walmart.
Surprising, the little Walmart we have here.
Yeah, more than up at
the bigger
city
one.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we get the bag of chips. I do. I'm in there by myself. I go to the cash register. Of course, they got like two cash registers working. And the whole place, and then they got all the scans.
Right.
I mean, these cashiers don't understand. They better hurry up. They better get more efficient because they're taking their job.
Right.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever. I didn't have time. You know, my wife's in the car. We're trying to go to the Mexican restaurant. I scan to get the chips. Right. Scan. Pay in. Whatever. I see Marilyn right over there, and I haven't talked to her in a while.
Right.
She's the one I went to the assistant manager and says, "You better let her." Not breathe,
she had
a stroke.
Yeah, heart
she had a stroke, and she went home, and she was literally stuttering and couldn't talk, and her husband thought she was having another stroke.
I believe
because she's not getting oxygen to her brain.
That's
I said, Marilyn, you're not getting oxygen to your brain. You're going to have another stroke here. So I told the manager, so you got to let her. Anyway, I saw Marilyn. This time she had her nose over the mask. I said, good, at least somebody's listening.
Right.
Her nose is over the mask.
Right.
So she can, you know, breathe.
Breathe through her nose.
Breathe through her nose.
Right.
And so I just said, hey, Marilyn, you know, at 10 seconds, right? I said, how you doing? You doing okay? And she says, yeah, doing good. I stay in that trouble, yeah. She says, how about you? I said, well, not really. Whatever. You know, just seeing how she's doing.
Chit chat.
I was just going to say, I was really glad that she had her nose outside. They're not harassing her anymore. So if I had to, I was going to talk to somebody. I mean, really, they were going to kill her.
Yeah.
Anyway, rest of my story. So I go right back through, walk through the scan checkout area. You know, they have one lady working for about seven of them things. I walk right by her, and she, you know, bye, ma'am. And I just have my bag. I don't have it bagged. You know, I just have my bag of chips.
Right.
I didn't put it in the bag, whatever. So I walk through. So I just walk out. I'm almost out of the store. And this lady tracks me down and says, sir, do you have a receipt for that? And I got about zero patience at this point.
Yeah.
I'm so disgusted with everything these stores are doing. I have zero patience for any of these people.
Right.
She said, do you have a receipt for that? I said, yeah, it's over in your checkout machine.
Right.
Well, I need to see it. I said, then go over and get it.
Yeah.
She said, well, sir, I said, look, I'm not giving you anything. I am leaving.
Right.
I don't care what you say. Whatever. You can do it. I'm leaving.
They can't stop you legally.
I know, because the chips are mine.
Their chips are yours.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I've already paid for them.
You already paid
They'd
for
have
them?
To prove have that I didn't pay for them. So if they arrest me, there's a false arrest. It's a real problem.
Yeah, so they ain't going to stop you.
I was just so fed up.
Yeah.
You're sitting here harassing me about this bag of chips and all this is going on. And mm-hmm. I'm just, you're about to if kill poor my friend Marilyn.
That's right. If you were doing your job, you would have seen the paper in the machine.
Well, I said, I'm not going to say what I really said because I got a little snippy with her, a little more than this.
Uh-huh.
I just did.
Okay.
I'm just so sick of these places. I'm so sick of cooperating.
Yep.
I am not a cooperator. I'm not a go along with the program.
That's right.
I am an American. Americans are not go along with the program people.
Americans do not put their mask on.
I don't have to serve Walmart. I don't care about her job. I don't care if that's fine. Then you did your job. You asked me.
That's right.
You did your job. Now go back and go to work. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I don't owe you anything. I already paid for the chips.
Right.
I am your customer.
Right.
That's the way I feel about this.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the good news of this is Marilyn is now putting her nose outside of her mask.
Okay. Did you make that lady cry?
I don't know. I just kept walking.
Oh.
Well, then another time. I am such an envelope pusher. I'm just sick of this.
Yeah.
So, was at a different Walmart. This was like a week ago. Was at a different Walmart. Had to go in to get something. You know how they got two lines, you know, they got the exit and then they got the entrance. And the entrance, you just can't walk in. You got to go around the side of the building.
Yeah.
They got it marked off and you got to go around.
Roped off.
They got it roped off. Yeah. You got to go around.
Just like cattle.
Like cattle, right?
Yeah, just like cattle.
So I'm the only person darn near in this parking lot. You know, maybe one other person, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just go under the rope and just go straight in.
Yeah, you cheated. you jumped in front of line.
There was no line. That's the point I'm getting at.
You didn't feel like walking.
I'm not walking line. Around the side of the building to get in here. I'm just going to walk in.
Yeah, exactly.
And somebody, sir, you got to go around. And I just ignored him like I didn't even hear him, and then I just walked in.
Yeah.
Why am I telling you this? I don't know. Just don't be a go-alonger with the program person.
Exactly.
And you think, well, this
challenge
it's rude. It's resistant.
Authority.
Yes, it is rude. Yes, it is resistant. Yes, it is all. What do you think this is? What do you think this is?
Yeah. this is dog training. They're trying to do to us.
Right. You need to train them back.
That's right.
You know, make them embarrassed. If that lady would have pushed it, that lady asking me about their seat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would have tried to make her cry.
Yeah,
I would have.
Well, they know they have no authority to do that. At least they should know that.
I don't know.
They can ask you. They can't stop you. They can't do nothing. Or they're in for a lawsuit.
Well, I don't even want to say the company over the air because it just incentivizes more crime. There's a major clothing retailer that's in a lot of malls.
Yeah.
They tell their people.
Yeah.
I don't care. If someone walks in the store, grabs four shirts off the rack and a pair of pants and walks right out with the hangers, do not stop them.
Right.
They're trained that way.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got sued a couple times by false arrests. You know, false harassment and all that. It's not worth it. They're cheap clothes that have been made with slave wages. It's cheaper just
and they got insurance for the theft.
Yeah, and they got insurance.
So they don't care.
Right.
They don't care.
Well, probably their insurance company told them just let them have it.
It's a lot cheaper to do it that way, and then you file a claim at the end of the month of all the theft that has gone.
Or just pay for the clothes. The clothes are so cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's not worth, you know.
Okay. And before the break, another story I want to talk about. I've waited to kind of see how this panned out. And this has happened over a week or so. But NASCAR, you know, banned Confederate flags in NASCAR.
Oh, gosh, that
which is terrible.
Piece of garbage.
Which is terrible. Look, I don't care how you feel about the Confederate flag, because here's what happens. One, ladies and gentlemen, there are an awful lot of Americans, more than any other war. Let me repeat this. More than any other war died in for the South, fighting for the South in the Civil War, fighting for that flag. More Americans than any other war in the history of this country died for that flag.
For that flag, yeah, absolutely.
And you can say what you want, and well, we can sit here. I'm not gonna argue. And so the South is supposed to take the brunt of our nation's misgivings with slavery. So the South has to take all the brunt and all the responsibility, and they're evil, and so we can just wipe it away, and as long as we get rid of the flag, then we feel good about it. Come on.
No.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I agree. You don't erase history.
It's heritage.
You learn from history.
And here's the other thing about the South. I am a very Southern origin person.
Mm-hmm.
Southern people, you can do a lot of things to a Southern person. Telling them, trying to force them to do something, it just something wells up inside them.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
And that's what the people, I've done the research about the Civil War. You can argue back and forth all day. You start trying to tell the South what to do, you got a problem with them. They just don't like it.
They don't like it.
I don't like Walmart. Tell me what, I don't, you can take your receipt. If you're doing your job, go over there and look at the, if you weren't looking at 10 machines at once and they actually had some people working here, you'd know that I paid for the
chips.
That's right. I'm not here to serve you. I'm not your servant. You are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe, see, now half the audience thinks I'm rude. I am rude. I'm sick of this. It is time to be rude. It is time to be resistant.
Yep. It's time to stand
Well, it's
up.
Just my job. I don't care what your job is.
Right.
I'm an American. I'm not serviling myself to help you feel better about your job. I don't care.
Okay, you did your job. Go back and do some more.
Yeah. Congratulations. Go do some more.
You did your job. Okay. Anyway,
let me get on. See, we're about to come on break.
All right.
Have you heard the story about Bubba Wallace, who is half black or part black? He's part black. I don't know.
And a multimillionaire.
Well, I don't know if
that's what they reported.
Okay.
On Fox, multimillionaire.
So he went. They have garage assignments in NASCAR. So at these different races or whatever, different assignment. So you get he's the number 43 car. It's owned by Richard Petty, if you know that name. And so he got assigned to that garage. And this just happened to be right in the week when all this is happening, all the week when the Confederate flag controversy.
And they,
Hold on. We're about to come on a break. So I don't want to split this story up.
All right.
Let's just wait till after the break to get to this. Explain what happened from here. We got about 20 seconds.
We'll do it.
So, He got into the garage right when this all happens, and this turns into a huge national story, what the rope that was on there on the garage door. We'll get to that and so much more. We got Joseph Meyer coming back. His newsletter's out. He's got a special for you. And we're going to ask him real specific things about this newsletter. And also Pastor Wright, America's pastor's here. So
excellent.
Exciting. So NASCAR and a ton of news stories on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're going to finish this story. Over at the Powerball, there's a lot, we're going to talk, next hour I'll talk more in detail about this. A big story, Alex Jones broke about, I don't know if he broke, he's detailed about this binary weapon,
right,
about the coronavirus. I mean, this is a lot of different sources, and we've had some similar sources, at least part of this. We'll go over what he said about this, and it's kind of my feelings. You need to get your immune system up to speed.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, I try not to tell people what to do or try to, you know, except for certain things.
Yeah.
You know, this is the same thing I would tell. I told my aunt, told my cousin, look, you need to get your immune system up to speed.
Yep. You need to be as healthy as you possibly can to, for what's coming.
So the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, you can see this. We'll go over some of the specials and details on the other hour. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Back to this NASCAR story. So in, you know, when you were a kid in school, I don't, for me, I don't know about you, like, if somebody could tie a rope into a noose, that was like, wow, that is cool. How do you do that?
That was the first knot I ever learned how to tie.
Right. Wasn't that cool?
I was fascinated, right, from all the Westerns.
It's so cool. Exactly.
Yeah. All the Westerns, you know, that are hanging people. I'm saying, God, that's a cool rope.
It's so cool.
Yeah. So I that's the first knot I learned how to tie.
So, on these doors, there's like 40 something of them, I think. I may be off a little bit, but there's a lot. There's a lot of these garages. On 11 or 12 of them, there's a rope down to help you pull the door more, and that have a little kind of some kind of handle at the bottom. So they have a handle. The rope is kind of in a handle shape, or it's tied in a little handle, right, a little loop,
a little piece of plastic,
a little loop,
keeping it open,
so you can just grab it and pull the door down.
Yes.
And others are just rope. Other doors are just rope. Whatever. Mm-hmm. There's like 11 or 12. On one of them, it's tied in a noose with a open, you know, open handle, so you can pull the door down.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Wallace went crazy, got the news, everything about this. Oh, this is a hate crime. So this is somebody sending a message because of the Confederate flag, because I'm black, I'm a victim. This is all because da 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 da. The FBI gets involved.
They send 15 of them down there.
Yeah, like this is...
Like this is...
You know, Martin Luther King getting assassinated or something.
They send 15 FBI agents down to
check it out. And this is the same time that the NASCAR just got rid of the Confederate flag inside the... And this is making a lot of people angry.
It made me mad.
So they do their research and they come back that noose has been there for at least, what is it, 7 months now?
Yeah.
7, 8 months? Yeah. Maybe, no, nine months.
Yeah.
It's been there for at least since about October of last year. And, there's a lot of other things that have handles, and this was not directed at half black Bubba Wallace.
It's ridiculous.
He's
changed his story a couple times. One of the ladies who was interviewing him was asking him, you know, oh, so what? Tell me about the noose. Well, I didn't see the noose. I was told about the noose. And then in the next one, he says, well, I have specific proof that it's a noose. I mean, it's just all baloney. It sounds, you know.
Okay, so here's my take on this. And this may offend people, may whatever. This is my belief. I'm not saying I had, the only evidence is just kind of my instinct and experience.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I got some experience how these things work. And from research, I am pretty much convinced that this is some kind of psychological operation. There's 40-something garages.
Right.
And you get assigned. So you get assigned at quote-unquote random these garages.
Mm-hmm.
So he just happened to get assigned to that garage. He's assigned to that garage. NASCAR is behind it, the head of NASCAR. And this is used to pull all attention off the fact that NASCAR just got rid of the Confederate flag.
Right.
Where in America, where... You tell me, ladies and gentlemen, you answer this question for me. Now, whether you agree, disagree, or think it's abhorrent, or love it, or whatever, where in America has the greatest unified cultural identity? Where would you say?
I would have to say the South.
The Southeast.
Yeah.
Without question.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question it's the Southeast.
I used to live in Georgia. Loved it.
There's no question it's the mm-hmm. Southeast.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Going to Stone Mountain, seeing all that museums and all that. Loved it.
And part of that identity is the fact that they were unified and fighting the Confederate War mm-hmm. and kind of their identity about that. I'm just saying, whether you like it, whether you hate it, whether you whatever, it's a fact.
And they still had a lot of animosity about the Yankees.
After all these years. I've told that movie, was it Gator, the one with the... Burt Reynolds. I think it's Gator, but one of his movies or the other one, where they show the cop, the one cop and the sheriff calls in to him and says, Cletus, quit running that Yankee speed trap. Get over here.
Yeah, I know.
and people think that's just a movie. No. That's real.
That's real. Yeah. Yeah. I used to live in Georgia for 20 years. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I was little in Georgia, you know, that sentiment about these Yankees and the hatred. It, 40 years ago when I was a little kid, it was a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea, Burt Reynolds film, the Yankee speed trap and we hate these Yankees and the South rise again and save your Confederate money. I mean, these were all part of the ethos and part of the consciousness of the South.
Yeah.
And it created an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things the New World Order has to destroy is identity. In unity.
Yep.
You know, we want unity, right? Let's be unified. Well, the South, at least, was the one. It was unified. What was it unified about? Well, the world hates us. The world tried to destroy us.
Correct.
And this is our identity. And this is our place. And we're going to defend it. And our ancestors, and it's disgraceful what happened to our ancestors. So we got a little chip on our shoulder.
We do.
We got a big chip on our shoulder. Mm-hmm. That is a detriment to the New World Order.
It is.
A big time. And the Confederate flag... It means different things to different people.
A lot of people died over that flag.
A lot of people died. To some people, it means unity. It means place. It means heritage. To others, it means slavery. To others, it means hate. To others, it means burning crosses. To others, it means their family. To others, it means, you know, their civil rights. To others, it means the Constitution.
Yeah.
It means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And once you say, well, now you can't have the Confederate flag, and now you're seeing... You heard about the story in Utah? They wouldn't allow a 13-star American flag into the stadium.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Okay, a 13-star American flag.
The original
American flag. 13-star American flag is cannot be. You see, where does it
where
stop?
Is it? It's not going to.
So you can't wait. So now you can't wear a shirt with a Bible verse on it. Can you not wear a shirt with a Bible verse? Can you now? You're not singing the national anthem. Do you see where this is going? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you feel about the Confederate flag. What you should feel is anybody can bring any stupid flag they want, unless it's like, you know, I mean, it's really, I'm really off the charts.
Right.
Just because you disagree with what the flag means.
You don't get rid of it. We have to keep our heritage. Absolutely.
So what do I feel about this? I feel it's all PSYOP.
So do I.
It was perpetrated at some level. Was Bubba Wallace involved or not? I don't. Oh, he definitely was used. He definitely was used. If what I'm saying is true, allegedly. If what I'm saying is true, he definitely was used.
Oh yeah.
Now he could have been involved.
Yeah, I think he has more involved.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's an educated guess. Allegedly.
I don't. I really don't know. I mean, you feel more strong about it.
I've seen the interviews. You know, he stuttered over a few parts.
Well, it's because they put him out there up front, and they wanted this black driver in NASCAR to be the face of this all of a sudden to change their image.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have told him, you know, they probably have coached him up a bit. So that could be just because of that, not because he's...
Well, how could you be irate if you've never seen it? Come on. It was there, but I'd never seen the news, and I'm, you know, all, starting up all this stuff.
Well, because somebody goes to him and says, there's news here. You should be indignant.
I'd say, what's the first thing I say?
Let's see it. Where
is it?
Well, it's the first thing. We took it down.
Okay, where is it?
Well, it's with the FBI. See?
Garbage.
Well,
I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
I think it's all made up, and he's part of it, allegedly.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I think.
I'm real strong that there's a certain aspect of this was coordinated. There's no question. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get to some news.
Yeah.
And then we got Joseph Meyer. Just let me know, Todd, when we do have Joseph. New Zealand gun crime rate. You know, they just took all the guns, right?
They took them all.
So gun crime went down to zero, right?
And who didn't know that, right? That's logical, isn't it?
Doesn't that make sense?
Sure it does.
Isn't that what we've been told for the last 50 years?
Yeah,
the last 50 years. If we have stronger gun laws, then there won't be any gun crimes, right?
Bingo.
We take them all, and then they lecture us, well, Chicago, well, they can get guns other places. In New York, well, they can get guns at other places, because that's, or Baltimore, or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, New Zealand is a country. It's an island.
Right.
You can't drive to another. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
You can't drive.
Can't do it.
You can't drive somewhere else and buy a gun.
No.
It's a whole island.
It's a whole island sitting there by itself out in the middle of the ocean.
They took all the guns away.
They did. Every one.
And then, so now gun crime is zero, right?
It should be.
The Western Journal. New Zealand gun crime rate reaches 10-year high. Anybody who wants to take your gun and tells you you're going to be safer, my God, you are gullible.
You might be thinking about shooting that guy who wants to take your gun.
It's been more than a year since New Zealand instituted strict gun confiscation in the wake of the Christchurch shooting in March. Wow, it's been over a year now.
Yeah,
wow.
It has.
So according to liberal logic, gun crime in New Zealand should be an all-time low.
It should, according to their logic.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. In 2014, before the implementation of gun control, New Zealand had a gun-related death rate of less than 1 per 1 million people. So one in a million.
And that's probably a suicide or something like that.
Right. One in a million.
Yeah.
So now, this past year, now it's 2.4 in a million. Mm-hmm. So it's 2.5 times greater.
2.5 times greater.
They took all the guns, confiscated them. It's against the law. You're going to get arrested. They confiscated, I don't know, however many they have, hundreds of thousands of guns there.
Mm-hmm.
And gun crime have 250% up.
Yep. And it's a wonderment.
Who are they going to blame that on? I guess it's racism.
It's racism.
They're going to blame it on racism? Yeah. It's racism.
Yeah.
Racism is shooting people.
And a computer glitch. It's supposed to be a computer glitch.
God, that's crazy. Oh, my God. We'll do some more news later on. There's an important story about Supreme Court striking down the abortion clinic restrictions in Louisiana. Your boy, John Roberts.
Oh, I hated him
Well, as soon as he rewrote that Obamacare, yeah, I mean, that deal was.
Yeah, that was it. He had no authority to rewrite that legislation. No authority whatsoever.
Our first guest today is become a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the Power Hour, but he's definitely a friend of mine, yeah. But certainly a friend of the Power Hour, the audience. Measured, he's very calculated, and he's an expert on this. And we're very glad to have him. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, his founder, their founder, Joseph Meyer. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning. How are you? Always great to visit with you, Daniel. Always a pleasure to visit with you and Kevin. Thank you for having me this morning.
Very good. Well, you know, you're into math. You know, I guess if you're going to be on Wall Street, you got to be on math. If you're on a country and you take up all the guns, then gun violence should go down, shouldn't it, Joseph?
Well, logic would indicate that that's what should happen, but I don't think you can count on logic and reason actually accounting for too much as to what's going on in society.
Well, in New Zealand, they confiscated all guns, and then the gun crime went up 250%. I mean, somebody explain that to me. Please explain that to every liberal gun grabber that I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think there is an explanation, quite frankly. I don't have one.
Did you figure that out on your abacus there, Joseph?
Yeah. let's get to your new newsletter. A lot of information. I haven't read the whole thing, but I have read quite a bit of it. I got to this morning. As always, what I read was exceptional. Very concise information. Very simple information. Complicated subjects broken down very simply. I love this newsletter.
That's what we do, Daniel. I wrote the most extensive analysis of all the issues that I've ever written pertaining to Straight Money Analysis in a June 2020 issue, which went out last Monday to our subscribers.
All right, I'm going to read a part of your newsletter that you sent.
Okay.
And then you respond. The long-awaited global reset of all asset classes has begun. The kickoff to this reset is the COVID-19 pandemic pertaining to the massive debasing of currencies in an attempt to prevent global economic collapse. That's a very powerful two sentences there. Explain to me what you're saying.
Well, I think the global reset has been underway for quite some time, and I think, quite frankly and honestly, it's accelerating under the smoke screen of COVID-19. The world is changing. The sands of finance are shifting under our feet. I can't stress more importantly, this is the time you're going to have to put forth a plan if you're going to survive inevitably what is ahead of us, Daniel.
You've been adamant about this for some time.
Yes.
When people hear global reset, they think collapse. All kind of things go through their head. What does global reset mean to you? Global reset, what?
Well, markets, as you know, have been very manipulated for quite some time. And I think global reset is going to bring forth what we call price discovery in markets, which will come down to quite simply true supply and true demand of an underlying asset class without intervention by the monetary authorities. That's what I mean when I wrote that, Daniel.
Okay, stop right there. I think that's another profound statement that you said. Without the interference of basically money printing is what you're saying. Money printing is distorting the value, the price of asset classes right now because they're inordinately favoring, equities or land or real estate or what have you. And that this global reset, that pressure, that fake interest is going to go away. And at that time, real value, real interest will shine out on all asset classes across the board. Is that basically what you're saying?
Couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right. Let me read another sentence from your thing, how you ended this section. China will lead the way as they now have the most gold reserves of any industrialized nation and can and will have a gold-backed currency, the yuan. The various markets will do what they do best and will be to reprice all asset classes in a digitized currency backed by gold. This the I use this word again, but the profoundness of this moment that if this happens is, I mean, it's epic. It's millennial. I mean, it's huge. I mean, please put into perspective what I just read there.
We are at a defining moment in world finance. All asset classes as we once know them are now going to face serious scrutiny and revaluation. As you know, under the Monetary Control Act of 1980 and even before that period, we had governments intervening in markets on a regular basis. The Monetary Control Act, and your listeners can look it up, the legislation is on the internet, basically says the government can intervene in any market at any time for any reason. And I'm sure you'll concur that they've intervened in these markets over many, many decades. But I think the intervention is coming to a long-awaited end. And I think that's another reason why we're going to see shortly true price discovery of all asset classes.
Why is it ending?
I think that time is now here and now taking place.
Why is it ending?
Because, quite frankly, it's unable to go any further.
Why?
Everything sooner or later comes to an end. You know that, Daniel.
What? Why? I mean, yeah. You know, because people are going to people ask, well, Japan's debt to GDP ratio is 300%. Why can't we just print ad infinitum? Why can't we just keep going with this forever or decades?
Because the world is very reluctant to continue to accept dollars that are worthless in value. That's why.
Why do they accept Japan's then?
Say that again, Kevin.
Why do they accept Japan's? Japan's GDP is 3-1.
That's GDP,
GDP. Ours is only 1-1.
Yeah, but we're a world reserve currency and Japan isn't.
So really they're not accepting Japan's currency, is what you're saying.
No, they're not.
Right. The world is not accepting Japan. Okay. I mean, they'll accept, they'll convert it, they'll exchange it at the bank, but they're not using it as a source of a store of wealth and a transfer, basically, is what you're saying. Okay.
That answers that question. Thank you.
Okay. That makes sense. We've heard reports. I've heard this from a couple places. Jim Willie, probably the most adamant. And now, Jim, do you know who Jim Willie is?
Yes, I do.
I've spoken
to him telephonically many times.
Okay, now, you know, he'll come out and just say that seemingly some of the most outrageous things, and, you know, half of them come true and half of them don't.
Yeah,
or maybe it's 75-25. I don't know.
He's a brilliant man. I respect him very much.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so here's what he said, and I've heard at least part of this other places, so that's why I'm bringing it up to you. He says the silver miners across the world, specifically Mexico, some of the South American countries, Russia, they're sick of silver being manipulated so much and manipulated down that they're just going to stop producing or shut down some of their production until the price of silver comes back up. Have you heard this? Does this mean anything to you?
Well, I think it certainly makes a lot of sense in view of the price silver is currently trading. You know, the cost of mining has come down due to the fall in the price of oil, but there's not that much above ground silver available for purchase. Most people don't realize that fact, Daniel, so they try to buy a sizable quantity of silver bullion and they find out how scarce that metal truly is currently in the marketplace.
All right, we had Mike from River City Coins on last week. And, you know, this the quote-unquote Wall Street price of silver, the spot price of silver, I don't know what it is this morning, I didn't check, but somewhere in the $17 to $18 range.
$17.98 currently.
Okay, so it's almost back up to $18. Okay. If you go to buy a coin from him, you're paying at minimum $24, probably $25 if you want American Eagle. You're paying $25, and it's not just him. This is like across the board. You can go anywhere in America. You can go eBay. You can go anywhere. You're paying somewhere between $24 and $30 for an American Silver Eagle, even though the spot price is $17. That's a very high premium, and it shows that one, that demand is way outpacing supply, and that too, people, the prices are starting to separate. The Wall Street paper price is starting to separate. Do you agree with that estimation?
Yes, I do.
What does that mean?
I think that's telling you truly what's going on in the silver market, whether you want to acknowledge it or not.
How significant is this? Because obviously,
significant.
Obviously, people pay attention a lot to gold and silver. Certainly, people like that listen to our show. I certainly do. Gold and silver is a really big indicator for me. It's also a store of wealth and, you know, something I can hold and tangible. You say real significant. Elaborate on that. Why is this so significant?
Well, because I think it's telling you very clearly what's going on with the monetary system. People lose sight of the fact, Daniel, that silver is considered money. As you know, in the Latin American countries, nothing has ever changed that.
I think that fact, what you just said, that's a very big statement you just made. I don't know if I comprehend what you just said. That silver is money. See, in America, it's not money to us. It's collections. You know, it's a collector. But in South America, they see it as money.
That's, and always have.
When is America going to wake up to the fact that it'd be money in America?
I think it already has. That's why you got such a divergence between the spot price and the price of a silver coin.
Are we at just the beginning of this?
Yes, we are.
All right. I want to ask you, what does this look like if America does wake up to this? What is that going to look like? Because I can just imagine. I have my own thoughts. I want to get yours. You've been in this game 50, 60 years. Let's talk to you. On the other side, straightmoneyanalysis.com, Joseph Meyer.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.